Lee Harvey stood at ease, hands clasped behind him, as the colonel paced back and forth. The only other time he had witnessed his father acting this way was on the day he told the colonel he'd enlisted. That was a day he wasn't ever likely to forget. Although there were many people involved in the movement given to histrionics, the colonel had always been the rock who let everyone else carry the emotion. He was the puppet master. But on that day, the colonel had changed from the eye of the storm to the storm itself. He'd been pacing just as he was now, and then exploded, charging at his son, raging, calling him a traitor. "This is betrayal from which there is no return, son," the colonel had shouted at him, face red, spit flying. If it hadn't been for James Earl holding his father back, there would have been blood spilled. Of that, Lee Harvey had no doubt. The colonel liked to say that was the only time in James Earl's life he had been of any value. "You're dead to me, boy, dead," the colonel had screamed, clawing at the air as James Earl held on to him. "Do you hear me? Dead, dead, dead." Lee Harvey had heard it then, and watched his father pacing in front of him. He heard it now. "If what you say is true, we may have to pick the pace up on things," the colonel said at last. "It's true, sir. I can feel it sure as I used to know when the enemy was near my unit in the mountains. Chief Stone is putting things together, and killing the Cummingses both helped and hurt."
"You second-guessing me, son?"
"No, sir. The Cummingses had to be dealt with. They would have been easy to break, and it all would have collapsed. At the same time, their murders are causing a lot of attention to be paid by the police."
"What would you suggest, Lee Harvey?"
His father had rarely called him by his given name since they had reconciled. So when he did, Lee Harvey knew it was a serious question. "As I see it, you've got three options, sir. One, you ramp up the schedule so much that outside interference can't possibly react quickly enough to prevent you from achieving your ultimate goal. Two, a delaying action to distract the enemy long enough to achieve your goal without having to accelerate the schedule too drastically." Lee Harvey hesitated long enough to get his father's attention.
"The third option, son. What's the third option?"
"Kill the head, and the body dies."
"Indeed it does," the colonel said, but he wasn't smiling. "Killing Stone might make us pay too heavy a price, though he does seem to be the only one of these cops who can see the bigger picture. It'd be nice to have someone like that on our side."
Lee Harvey's face twisted in confusion.
"Don't worry, son. I'm not thinking of approaching him, though he does seem to get along with that worthless brother of yours."
The colonel rubbed his cheeks as he thought.
"If I was to choose the third option, how would you go about it?"
"I think it would be best if I kept that to myself, sir. It insulates you and the movement."
"At least I've got one son with a brain in his head. Okay. Keep eyes on Stone, but don't expose yourself. Keep your distance. I'll inform you of my decision as soon as I formulate it."
"Yes, sir." As the soldier was leaving, the colonel called after him.
"I wished you hadn't betrayed me that way, Lee Harvey. You don't know what it did to me."
"But if I hadn't enlisted and received the training and experience I did, think of how much less value I would be to you now. With all due respect, sir, where would you be now without someone like me?"
"I had in mind for you to lead, son, not to scurry about in the shadows and to bloody your hands."
"I like the shadows, sir. They're where I'm comfortable and where I belong."